This Raleigh Waters podcast series is brought to you by Dino DeLucy Studios, an entertainment production company.
Hello, this is Corey Lynn Fayman. Police Chief Kinney Harper has released Raleigh Waters from the Jincona Tribal Jail. She tells him the Uvit cult committed mass suicide 20 years ago. Parnell Gibbons, the former Uvit's leader, has just been released from prison. And Kinney fears that Daddy Joe's obsession with the case has led to his disappearance. Everything points to the mysterious acronym scrawled on the wall of Daddy Joe's house. Te O Twe Ki, the end of the world as you know it. Macy and Raleigh drive to Slab City to meet Macy's friend Cool Bob. He introduces them to the alchemist, an odd but highly skilled craftsman who builds diddly bows. The alchemist presents Raleigh with a mysterious metal box called the Astral Vibrator and then disappears into the night. Raleigh is bitten on the foot and awakes to find himself in the emergency room of the local hospital. Welcome to episode 3 of Desert City Diva.
Oh, I felt sick after the spider bite. I fainted. Cool Bob and Macy brought me to the hospital in that Volkswagen van that looks like a rocket ship. I wonder if they're still here. Where is everybody? Where are the doctors and nurses? Hello? Hello? Is anybody out there?
Hello, dear. It's me. Good morning, sunshine.
What are you doing here, Mom?
A woman called and said you were here.
Did Macy call you?
I don't remember the woman's name. I don't think she told me. She said you were sick and gave me the phone number for the hospital.
Did she say anything about the Tioga?
I don't think so.
Macy and I camped out in it last night.
I see. So you stole your father's RV and camped out with your new girlfriend?
She's not my girlfriend, and I didn't steal the Tioga. I borrowed it with Alicia's blessing.
That's not what your father says. He called me. He's very upset.
Deal with him later. I need to find Macy.
You need to go home and rest. That's what you need to do. The nurse says you're going to need crutches for a couple of days. Why don't you just call this Macy woman?
I don't have my phone. It's in the Tioga. I need you to take me to Slab City.
And what is Slab City?
It's this off-the-grid place in the desert. They play music and shoot guns and... It's like an artist colony. There's a sculpture garden you might like.
As fascinating as that sounds, I don't think it would be good for you in your present condition.
Mom, I need your help. And Macy does too. I think she's in trouble. There's this guy in Slab City. He thinks Macy is some kind of alien messiah.
Oh dear.
It's a guy I used to know, a guitar tech who used to work on my guitars. He calls me The Waters. And there's this thing he wants me to play on that funny instrument I brought home a few days ago, the diddly bow. He calls it an astral vibrator. He wants me to play it for him, and he thinks something big is going to happen.
You're not making any sense. Perhaps I should get the nurse.
No, Mom, just listen a second. This guy, he's dangerous. He keeps chirping like a bird. Teo teki, teo teki.
That doesn't sound very dangerous.
He sends messages to Macy on her phone like he's stalking her. He spells it out. Teo teki.
I see. Is that an Indian word?
No, it's an acronym. The chief of police figured it out. It means the end of the world as you know it.
Well, why didn't you tell me that right away? I can understand why you're concerned. I suppose we should go look for your girlfriend.
She's not my... Oh, forget it. Mom talked herself into a spirit of adventure as she drove us through the fragrant agricultural fields on the way back to Slab City. By the time we reached the abandoned guard station at the main entrance, she was in full explorer mode. I navigated her past the concrete slabs where the regulars live and up towards the flat, open dirt where temporary residents camp. We found the spot where I'd parked the Tioga the day before. It was empty. The Tioga was gone.
Are you sure this is where you left it?
Yes, I'm sure. We parked it right there.
What should we do?
Let me think for a minute.
If your father's RV has been stolen, you should report it to the police.
It's not stolen. Macy took it somewhere.
Where would she go?
I don't know.
Maybe that policeman could help us.
What policeman?
Over there. That's a sheriff's truck, isn't it? Oh my, there's another one. I hope nothing's happened.
I hope so too. It looks like they're leaving.
Maybe they know something about the Tioga. Oh dear, is that an ambulance? Do you want me to follow them?
I don't think that's a good idea.
Well, what if something's happened to your girlfriend?
She's not my girlfriend.
I'm gonna follow them.
No! Look out!
Oh dear, I didn't see that man. Where did he come from? Oh, I'm sorry. Are you okay? I didn't mean to...
The Waters must play it.
What? I don't understand.
Teo Twakey.
Wait, I... Oh, don't run away.
Hey, buddy, come back. I want to talk to you.
Take it easy, dear. You're not going to catch him in your present condition.
That's him, Mom. That's the guy I told you about.
I hope he's not injured. He came out of nowhere. I didn't see him.
It's chemistry!
Ah!
That was transformative, man. Dust to thin air. The alchemist. Poof.
Yes, well, you scared me. Who are you?
All repentances, ma'am.
This is Cool Bob, Mom. He's a friend of Macy's. Hey, Bob.
Greetings, killer guitar guy. You were looking kind of gruesome the last time I saw you.
Yeah, thanks for taking me to the hospital.
Macy was freaking!
Yeah, I expect so. Speaking of which...
I've seen folks bit by spiders before, but I never saw anybody so vomitous. Explosive! I just got the rocket ship clean!
Sorry about the mess. Have you seen Macy?
She cleared out. She said she was going back to the reservation.
Did she say why?
There were some odious spirits blowing through here last night. First they got you, then the floater.
What happened?
At the hot springs, Macy and I were getting some relief for the musculature after we left you at the hospital. Macy spotted him first.
Spotted who?
The floater. They sink before they float. That's what the cops told me. Never knew that before. The water's pretty cloudy in the springs, all those minerals. We didn't know the guy was in there until he floated up to the surface.
Oh my goodness. Someone's drowned. That's why there was an ambulance.
Who was it, Bob? Who drowned?
Macy's old boyfriend, Randy the Heinous.
Randy Parker's dead?
Oh yeah. Total extinguishment.
Mom drove us to the Jinkona Reservation, bombarding me all the way with her theories about the dead body in the hot springs. She's seen too many detective shows. I spotted the Tioga parked outside the Jinkona police station.
There it is! Turn in there!
There what is?
Dad's RV! That's it in the parking lot! Turn in here!
All right, hold on. My God, is that it? It's gigantic! No wonder Alicia hates that thing. Why is your girlfriend at the police station?
She's not my... I don't know. Unless her sister arrested her.
Oh, dear. Well, that doesn't seem very nice.
Well, her sister's the chief of police.
It still doesn't seem very nice.
Yeah, I know. She's got some issues. They both have issues. Just wait here while I check with someone inside. Maybe I can retrieve the keys to the Tioga and take it back to Dad.
I hope you're not thinking of driving that monstrosity home. You're in no condition to drive.
We'll figure that out when the time comes. Just wait here.
Hello? Is anybody here? Hello?
Well, look what the cat drug in. I had a feeling you'd show up sooner or later.
Is Macy here?
What makes you ask?
That's my RV outside. Well, my dad's, actually. The Tioga.
What's that got to do with Macy?
I'm pretty sure she was the last person driving it. I was in the hospital. I got bit by a Black Widow spider.
Yeah, she told me about that. You doing okay?
Better. I'll need to be on these crutches for a couple days. So, Macy's here?
Yeah. She's locked up in back.
Yeah, I was afraid of that. What did you arrest her for this time?
There was an APB out for that Tioga this morning. Imperial County Sheriff was looking for the woman who was last seen driving it. I had a hunch. So I drove over to Daddy Joe's, and there it was.
What was Macy doing at Daddy Joe's house?
She won't tell me. I thought maybe you'd know.
Me? I don't know exactly. I mean, I told her about what I saw when you took me there. About that case Daddy Joe was working on, all the UVIT stuff he had in the house, those files and the maps, and the Teo Twakey guy on the phone machine.
Yeah, I expect that has something to do with it. She won't tell me anything. An Imperial County Sheriff detective interviewed her.
You heard about Randy Parker?
Yeah, I heard. Macy found the body, I guess. That's why Imperial Sheriff's Office put out the APB. She left the scene, which was not a good idea. Made her a person of interest immediately.
Macy went on a date with that Randy about a month ago, to Slab City. He dumped her there.
Well, I wouldn't put it past Macy to kill a guy for that. But she's not a suspect for now. The detective said I could let her go.
So, why are you keeping her here?
Dean Waters. You know him?
Yeah, he's my father. Why?
That RV outside is registered to him. I gave him a call to check Macy's story. Your father said it was stolen from his driveway in broad daylight. I told him we had it, that we'd picked up the woman who was driving it. He'd never heard of Macy Starr.
I borrowed the Tioga. It was my stepmother's idea. My father's wife, Alicia, my father has a heart condition and she wanted him to stop working on it. Macy had nothing to do with it.
Yeah. Macy told me some story like that. Maybe you should give your father a call.
What for?
He gives me the word. I'll let her go.
Okay. Can I use your phone? Mine's in the Tioga.
Sure. Over here at my desk. Here you go.
Thanks. Did the detective say anything else about Randy?
Like what?
What was he doing in Slab City?
No. They just sent me that photo there.
This one?
Yeah.
Who's this?
Randy Parker.
This isn't Randy Parker. Not the Randy I met.
People look different sometimes when they're dead.
No, I mean the guy in this photo's got hair.
So?
The guy I met was older, kind of tough-looking, bald as a cue ball. The lady at the alien artifact store called him Randy. I just assumed he was Randy Parker.
Well, I don't know who you met at the store, but the guy in the photo is definitely Randy Parker. He's got hair, and he's definitely dead.
Who did I meet at the store then?
Beats me.
Kenny let Macy go. Mom left us there with the Tioga on the condition that I let Macy drive. She'd never driven an RV before, but she started getting the hang of things once we made it to the freeway and headed back home.
Hey, thanks for getting me out of jail, by the way.
Thanks for taking me to the hospital.
Was your dad pissed at you for taking the Tioga?
No more than usual. He asked if there was a female involved.
What'd you tell him?
I said yes. My dad figures anything goes if you're trying to get laid.
Did you tell him it worked?
Why do you think he dropped the charges?
That's my phone. Somebody's texting me. Probably the bird guy again. Can you check?
Yeah, it's him. Teo Tweki. Wait a minute.
What?
Didn't you tell me that guy always texts from a random number?
Yeah, what about it?
This says it's from Randy Dirtbag.
Wait, what? Randy's dead. I saw him dead.
Do you know any other Randys?
No. That's Randy Parker's number. I changed it to Randy Dirtbag after he dumped me. I should have deleted it.
Someone has Randy's phone. I guess it could be the police.
Why would the police text me something like that?
Yeah, you're right. Who else could it be?
Maybe that Birdie Alchemist guy stole Randy's phone. Or maybe he killed him.
Maybe.
What are you doing?
I'm calling the number. Let's see who answers. No answer. Let me try calling from my phone.
Hello?
Hi, who's this?
Who's calling?
Raleigh Waters. You sent me a text from this number.
Oh, no, no, no. I don't think so.
Well, actually, you texted my friend's phone.
Well, I don't text.
Why do you have Randy Parker's phone?
Who?
Randy Parker. You're using his phone.
Oh, dear. I...
Teo Tweki. Does that mean anything to you? Hello? You there? Hello?
Was it the birdie guy?
No, it was a woman. Her voice sounded familiar, though.
She knows about it, doesn't she? The Teo Tweki thing, I mean. Everybody knows about it. Daddy Joe and Kenny and Randy and this woman, whoever she is.
Yeah. Up ahead. Take the Fairmount exit.
Where are we going?
To Randy's place. The alien artifact store. I know who the woman was on the phone. I had Macy park the Tioga 2 blocks away in a grocery store parking lot. It was a long way to go on crutches, but it gave us some time to work out a plan. The alien artifact store had a sign on the door, closed. It was dark inside, but I could see light leaking out from the back of the store behind the partition. Got your phone?
Yep, I'm ready.
Try the door.
It's open. You think this will work?
It's worth a shot. Just do like we practiced. Let's go.
Hello? Is anybody here? Hello?
Welcome, gentlings. We are presently closed for the day. Please return tomorrow.
The door was open.
I am assessing a manifestation. Please come back tomorrow.
I'm looking for Randy.
Randy isn't here at this time.
That's funny. I thought he phoned me from here.
She's coming out. Be ready.
Be ready for what?
Anything. And don't wait for me if something goes sideways. Just get out of here.
I've got your back, partner.
Welcome. Oh, hello. You're that detective who was here before, aren't you?
Yes, Raleigh Waters. We talked on the phone.
Did we? I don't think so. How may I help you?
It was just a few minutes ago. This is Macy.
Welcome, Macy. You have beautiful eyes. They have gold in them.
Thank you. I got your message.
I'm afraid I don't know what you're talking about. Now, if you will please excuse me, I'm conducting some important...
Teotwaki. That was the message you sent me.
Teotwaki?
You know what it means. You sent Macy that message using Randy Parker's phone. I called you back from my phone. You hung up on me.
You must be mistaken. I did nothing of the sort.
Waters?
Make the call. Don't you want to get that, ma'am?
Get what?
The phone that's ringing in the back of the store. It's Randy's phone, isn't it?
I don't hear anything.
Why, you lying
little... I'll take care of this, Macy. Listen, ma'am. We know you have Randy's phone. We know you texted Macy. We just want to know why.
Yes. Yes, I'm receiving a message. Randy has been delayed. Bad vibrations. Strong, negative frequencies.
Randy Parker is dead.
Dead? He's dead, lady. Kaput. I found him floating in the hot springs in Slab City.
Who was that other man I met here?
What other man?
The bald man with the tattoos. The man you called Randy. I know he's not Randy Parker, so who is he?
I didn't know he would come here.
Who was he?
I am blameless. The ancients are my witnesses. I am blameless in all of this.
Well, we'll let the police decide that.
Get out of my way!
Hey! Ow!
Are you okay, Waters?
Yeah. I didn't see that coming.
Man, she moves fast for an old lady. I'm going after her.
No, wait!
Things went sideways. I'm on it!
Wait, Macy! What the hell am I gonna do now? Hello? Who's there? If anyone's around, I'm coming back there. Daddy Joe! Are you okay? What the? Wait, let me get that gag off you. Take it easy. What happened?
He's out. Came back. Needs Macy.
Okay. Okay, hang on. I'm calling the police.
This Raleigh Waters podcast series is brought to you by Dino DeLucy Studios, an entertainment production company.